From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey's prime minister is blaming the Islamic State for Tuesday's suicide bombing at Istanbul's airport that killed 42 and wounded more than 200 others. The Turkish government declared a day of mourning Wednesday as security tightened at airports around the world, including the U.S., where lawmakers were given a classified briefing on ISIS. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida.
Obviously, we're all deeply concerned about what we saw yesterday or last night in Turkey. Not all surprising. We know ISIS has specifically targeted Turkey, and in particular its tourist sector, as part of its desire to ultimately include Turkey as part of their fraudulent caliphate. But in the short term, in the hopes of getting Turkey to back off its cooperation in the war against ISIS.
The director of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, John Brennan, says the triple suicide bombing at the airport has the hallmarks of the Islamic State, and he warns the terror group may try the same thing in the U.S. U.S. President Barack Obama, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto are reaffirming their commitment to reject trade protectionism. The leaders met at the North American Leaders Summit in Ottawa on Wednesday. U.S. President Barack Obama.
The politics of trade are always difficult in every country. I don't know any country where there aren't going to be some folks who argue against trade. But we all believe that in an integrated global economy, the goal is not for us to try to shut ourselves off from the world, but rather to work together to raise standards around the world for workers and for the environment.
The United States, Canada, and Mexico account for almost 27% of the world's economic output. This is VOA News. Russia and Turkey have agreed to resume cooperation on travel and trade. The agreement followed a phone conversation between the country's presidents, the first since Turkey downed a Russian plane last year. Russian President Vladimir Putin said during the phone call Wednesday with his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan that Russia would start talks with Turkey on resuming trade and economic relations and would lift restrictive measures on Russian tourists visiting Turkey. European Union leaders are beginning the process of carving out a future without Britain, wrapping up a summit in Brussels Wednesday. British Prime Minister David Cameron addressed the group, which is calling on Britain to exit speedily from the bloc. Lisa Bryant reports.
EU leaders sent their own message to Britain. Don't expect special treatment once you leave, as French President François Hollande pointed out.
S'il veut rester dans le marché unique,
he said that if Britain wants to stay in the single market, it has to pay the price, including accepting the free movement of people. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
The Hague-based Permanent Court of Arbitration says it will rule next month on a case filed by the Philippines against China's claim over the South China Sea. China has refused to participate in any hearings and says it will not comply with any decisions by the tribunal. Six governments have conflicting territorial claims in the South China Sea: China, Vietnam, the Philippines, Taiwan, Malaysia, Brunei. One day after the Zika funding failed in the U.S. Senate, lawmakers heard a sobering assessment of the virus' potential to harm. They also heard about America's lack of preparedness to fight the mosquito that carries the Zika virus. The deputy director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention noted that more than 500 pregnant women in the U.S. have contracted Zika, and the number is certain to go up. The U.S. has indicted six Honduran police officers for allegedly conspiring with the son of the former president, Porfirio Lobo, to smuggle cocaine into the United States. The police have not arrested the police officers, who are accused of taking bribes from two undercover officers posing as Mexican drug lords. Fabio Lobio, the son of the former president, introduced the officers to the two purported drug lords. He was arrested back in 2015 and pleaded guilty last month in the case. Dozens of Nobel Peace Prize winners calling on Greenpeace and other environmental activist groups to ease their opposition to genetically modified food, saying they pose no danger to health and can be beneficial. The group, which includes scholars from various disciplines, including medicine, say Greenpeace should stop opposing the development of that material. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.